cities around the state Republican Party district conventions, part of the process that sends delegates to the national convention in Cleveland. Here to help us understand what went down this weekend and whether or not Donald Trump is getting the short end of some proverbial straw, the chair of the Georgia GOP, Chairman John Padgett, with us now. John Padgett, thanks for your time this morning.
Hello, Tim. Hello to all your listeners. Nice to be with you.
All right. Tell me what went down this weekend. First of all, what are the numbers here? I'm saying 42 delegates awarded to the convention in Cleveland?
Yeah, three delegates and three alternates from each district. Each state has its own individual set of rules, and it's a little disingenuous, at least as far as I'm concerned, to harp about the RNC changing rules. The state of Colorado, for instance, might have changed some rules. The rules that affect our presidential primary and how we selected people when we scored the primary, who got how many delegates, who got first, second, and third, or how many. You had to have, I think, 20 or over 20% of the vote to get any. That was our local rule. Our state rule. That's not an RNC rule. I haven't heard the state party chair, personally, I haven't heard from any campaign. I haven't heard from the Trump folks or the Kasich folks or the Cruz folks personally. I haven't heard anything from the RNC about changing the rules or trying to influence the campaign of either side or influence the vote. It looked to me like, looking over, and I haven't looked at all of them, but it looked to me like the people who got elected as delegates and alternates yesterday, which is 42 of our 70-plus delegates, the ones I saw, a whole lot of them were folks that have participated in party politics for a long time. If that makes them establishment, that's not a good term.
But you can understand.
These are folks that have just worked really hard in the party.
All right, John Padgett with his chair of the Georgia Republican Party. That's a legalistic and a very precise answer that you gave us. You can certainly understand at least the ease with which the Trump folks are making a visceral argument here. Listen, our guy won the primary. He won a plurality of the votes in Georgia, 38% of the votes back on March 1st. Why would he not be expected to thus have a plurality, at least, not a majority, of the delegates? And why in places like the 7th District in Gwinnett County where they shut out the Trump folks altogether?
He does. He gets 41%. 41 of our total votes in the first ballot. He does get that. He gets what he earned by our rule. Nothing's taken away from him. Nothing's given to anybody else. He gets what he earned in the first ballot. Our rules say that after the first ballot, if he doesn't win 1,230-something votes, delegate votes at the convention, it goes to another ballot. After that, according to our rules in the state of Georgia, not the RNC rules, our rules, we release those delegates in the second ballot, and they can vote any way they want to vote after that. Now, what is lost in all of this clutter is that this process in Georgia started when we had precinct meetings. And if somebody's got a complaint about what happened to them or how it happened, they need to go back and look and see who went out and worked hard in precinct meetings to elect people to go to the county meetings. Those people at the county meetings selected the people that went to the district meetings Saturday. And if somebody did their homework and did the work and got out and rounded up folks that were of their persuasion, Trump, Kasich, Cruz, whoever, Rubio, to go to the district convention, that's how Cruz won, if he won. That's how he won.
Now, how do we determine that, by the way? You mentioned Rubio, for example, John Padgett, chair of the Georgia Republican Party there. Rubio obviously dropped out of the race, suspended his campaign, and there's this talk that there were some backroom deals being made there, the Cruz folks, the Rubio folks, to give Cruz the advantage that he seems to enjoy after the Saturday district convention. Is that accurate or not?
I wouldn't know. That's something that will take place at the national convention. And they all kind of have been for years, years, political deals made. If Rubio wants to come out at the convention and say, and right now he has not, I've got a letter from him, he has not released any delegate yet. So he still owns those delegates, technically, from at least from the state of Georgia by rule right now. Now, if he goes, and if we go into the second round at the national convention, he gets on the stage, say, look, I've got so many delegate votes there, whatever it is, 100 and something of them. And I'd like for all of you to vote for Ted Cruz. That doesn't mean you're all going to vote for Ted Cruz. That's just his suggestion.
John Padgett.
If they decide to vote for Ted Cruz, then that's what will happen.
John Padgett, just a few seconds left here. Chair of the Georgia Republican Party, quickly. You've been watching this maybe even a little bit longer than I have. You ever seen anything like this?
No, I've never seen anything close to this. No, I haven't.
quite the interesting summer it is going to be. John Padgett, chair of the Georgia Republican Party. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And